you know, I've got a job, and here's when my sentence date starts.
Wednesday, March 18, 2020, Dakota County Board of Commissioners Emergency Meeting.
We'll do questions.
Yes.
Do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Here.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yeah.
Here.
All right, we went ahead and called an emergency meeting. There's a couple of things that we're going to discuss. One is an official notification for Dakota County State of Emergency Declaration, and that is something that a number of the counties in the area are doing. Been requested by schools in our county, and it aids a lot of different entities in their ability to how they do their business. So that's something that we're looking at. And then also we'll look at the approval of the COVID-19 plan for Dakota County, taking necessary precautions, which essentially will be the emergency management, what we get through them. But it's just something that we need to discuss, and what we're going to do here with the courthouse.
So do you want a motion on item A?
Yeah. So emergency business A, board to approve chair to sign the official notification for Dakota County State of Emergency for the potential of suffering for countywide damages resulting from the COVID-19 coronavirus event. And that's the form that you see in front of you. It's just authorizing me to sign that.
Okay, I'll make the motion to approve the chair to sign the official notification.
I can second that. Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yes. B is to prepare and approve the COVID-19 preparedness plan for Dakota County in order to take necessary precautions. Like I said, the plan itself would be administered through emergency management. They have set up a emergency operations center at the law enforcement center right now. That is being staffed by our emergency manager and members of the health department. They are in constant contact with the state officials and getting guidance from them, and we will follow their lead on that. The main thing, or one of the things that I think we need to decide, is what we want to do and how we want to operate our courthouse. Woodbury County, Union County, most of the places in the area have gone to where the courthouse is closed to foot traffic, but on appointment, the building is still open. Things are still able to be done. You just need to call and make an appointment, and you'll be met at the door and go to the office to take care of those types of situation. In your packet, you can see there's kind of a template of one of the local counties and what they did. It looks like, to me, there were lots of good things that they had in there. It talks about, you know, contacting the different departments to do any business that needs to be done with them. It also talks about making sure that you use your normal distancing and hand washing and the measures before you come in the building to try to help protect not only them, but our staff also. So I guess.
I put together this, if you want to just look at it. Do we need to protect their workforce, and then we will communicate changes effectively can via email and what else, and then all sick employees should stay home and away from workplace, respiratory etiquette and hand hygiene, cover routine cleaning of, you know, your surfaces, discourage uses of sharing your equipment and phones, disinfect. And then we probably need to address some paid off, paid time off policies, how we're going to address that, because we're going to get that. Mm-hmm. Do not allow a visibly sick person at the work site. And then this guidance prepared by the CDC suggests that you even maybe designate an isolation room until first responders arrive, or what do we want to do to work off site, or flex hours, or this paragraph right here was what NIRMA suggested, that we maybe give out to all employees if we want a policy, what are we going to allow them to do? Are we going to give them some time paid off, or are we going to make them use what they have and then go unpaid?
What are those counties doing at this point?
And then I think we need to put some type of a press release together, you know, what we're going to do. Are we going to open our doors? Are we going to lock our doors? Mm-hmm. Are we going to...
I did talk to them up at the law enforcement center there, and they said that once we get our information together, that they would be happy to disperse the information. They would do a press release if we would want them to.
Can they get, I'm talking about customers at this point, are a lot of our services available online remotely, that they could access some of the services remotely?
Some of them are, but we still have our court system and our motor vehicle. Some of that is, but if you're coming in to get a license, you're going to need to get into the building, and you're going to have to go through that process. So I'd say some of those are available, but there are also a lot of reasons why people are going to have to get in the building.
So appointments and...
Did I give you a copy of... DMV has issued something. Mm-hmm. Here's DMV's plan.
Do you know, Kim, have the judges been given any guidance? I know earlier today we talked, they really hadn't.
Yet.
So they have not yet.
Yeah, I'm over the right now.
So they're allowing one customer in at a time. They
kind of like by appointment, so you call ahead so that they'll...
I don't know if
they
was call ahead. They just were allowing one customer in at a time. Did it say call ahead?
I don't know. I was just curious if they made appointments.
I wonder if that is into their back area or if that includes their waiting room also.
Not in the waiting room. Is what she came and told
me.
Okay, they're right across the hall.
Yep.
And that they would want them to wait outside in the hall. They can renew their driver's license online.
Registration.
You know, we could work with customers to issue a marriage license. I know Bob, can all your services be done online?
Either online or over the phone.
Okay.
With the charge card or something.
Mm-hmm.
Except for a driver's license.
You can renew at the state with the DMV once. That can be done there. We print out a second for them, but the state actually sends the hard copy. I have a what they get today from the DMV when you do a test here is they bring this paper to our office, and then we print them a paper copy. The state sends the plastic final copy to them. But this copy, so for instance, this was printed today. This is good until June 16th today, so they actually have a
driver's
valid
ID with that paper.
ID today.
So they need that.
As long as the DMV is open, if we weren't by any chance, they would have a valid
license.
Till June 16th, and I'm not sure what the time frame is. I think it's
90 days.
60 days or something like that. But anyway, today's printout, June 16th, that's good. So.
Can you license a vehicle online?
Yes.
The initial license without a renewal?
Sales tax.
If I buy a new vehicle?
No, those are being handled by appointment.
Okay.
In other counties.
And anything with an inspection also would have to be seen by somebody. Right. I assume that's going to continue to be available for now, Chair?
Yeah, there's no direct contact with inspections other than when they come into the window.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So that practice might be a good strategy to try to do as much online or talk
yeah,
to
I would definitely. I would definitely.
Put that in the press release.
Find
yeah.
Appointment.
But we need to decide.
Call ahead and try to do as much on.
I think so.
We need
walk
to
people through things on. Okay.
I guess initially, I think we need to decide if we're going to close the courthouse to walk-in traffic, or if we're going to do the appointment thing.
With the appointments, would they be calling the individual office?
I think so. If you're meeting with the treasurer's office, have them. Call when
this
they.
This is what Madison County put out.
They put out the different
email or email and phone numbers. That's a great idea.
The phone numbers and the emails.
But we're still having court.
But who's going to see all that? I mean, how do we get
a lot of it? Got continued today, so and tomorrow's have been continued as far as I know. At least everyone they could get a hold of.
And I in those situations, if they have court, I think that they're probably just going to have to contact also and have somebody.
Their attorney or county court.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be responsible for letting these people in and out?
Would they have a list that who is?
Who has court? Oh, yeah.
And who's going to be called in so they could maybe check, have the list at the door?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking who's going to be watching the door.
Well, if the door is locked and they call each office as they need in, then each office would be responsible for their own people.
To come at the door and let them in, or
yeah.
Information, whatever.
Or do you have a building security person who can have the list of approved entry
no.
folks?
No. And then also, you know, how would that list would be changing minute by minute?
Yeah, day by day. Depending on what's going
minute
on.
By minute, as far as people are, mm-hmm. you know, I need to get this done or what have you. So,
yeah. This same information is on the website as well, right? These phone numbers and
mm-hmm.
email addresses,
mm-hmm.
and we can put the notification on the website.
So I think it would be helpful if we did have the building secured that they not only made an appointment, but then as they arrived at the building to contact whichever office that they're dealing with so they can be met.
And are you going to limit the number of public that can come in at one time? So, like, Bob, how many office employees do you have that could work the title process at one time?
If you're fully staffed and everybody's at work, how many people are working?
Six. So we have a possibility that we could allow six people in, and then are the
four.
Employee that let them in responsible for taking them back out to make sure they leave the building? I'm just trying to get our logistics down there.
Mm.
If we allow six people in from Bob's office, two or three from Jeff's office, two from public defenders, just trying to figure out how that actually is going to be of any real benefit by just not having it open. If you're going to have 20, 30 people in here at one time.
I would think Bob would only want three people at a time. Mm-hmm. He would maybe even want to distance his employees. I'm not sure.
I mean, the foot traffic is, the odds of there being that many people here, I don't think is probably very good. The foot traffic over the last couple of days have been, you know, very insignificant. And I think it's probably going to continue that way for a while until we know a little bit more about what's going on. But
some departments might want to think about how they're staffing and how many they...
And the staffing is an issue because there's a number of people with young children, and with childcare, it's definitely a issue in a number of our different departments.
Yep. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if we just limit the number of people that can be in the building at one time for walk-ins. If we just take an overview of how many people we actually have with staffing and how many can actually be responsible for the people that are in.
So you're going to keep that by something at the door that has an in-out, or what are you thinking?
I don't know. If Bob's office can handle three, and we allow three people in for that, you know, if the DMV is not limiting the number of people they allow into the building, but they're allowing a limited number of people into their office, but they want everyone else to stand in the hallway, is it really doing a service to anyone if we actually lock the courthouse? If we're just...
Bob?
Just a FYI, I think as long as we're open, we've seen there really has been no change in the number of people we've taken care of. Probably today's Wednesday. I'm going to guess we've done probably at least 200 and possibly 300 transactions in 3 days. So, I mean, you're talking, if we're open, there's a lot
traffic.
Of traffic.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it's DMV. You know, we get a lot from the DMV, and because, you know, Monday, I don't know if any of you were here. I mean, Monday was like it was normal and crazy. Now, granted, Tuesday and Wednesday had a little bit less, but, you know, we'll still get, you know, we had, there was times yesterday, I'm sure, there was more than 10 people.
On the hallway, at the windows.
Mm-hmm. So, maybe if we did, say the office was closed, call ahead, do this, do that online, maybe the numbers would go down. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you have four people in front of you and people called, you obviously wouldn't go let more people in.
Right. So I think most of our calls would probably be vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vehicles. And those we could handle, you know, on an as-needed basis. I don't know. Things are changing pretty quick. And so who knows what tomorrow will bring, or
mm-hmm.
the Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are, just FYI, there are 23 counties, treasurer's office closed. Two public.
Mm-hmm.
23 now. And that was as of 11.
Uh-huh.
11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the big ones, you know, Douglas, Sarpy, Lancaster, they're all closed.
Mm-hmm.
But they're closed, but they're still serving through
online
and what have
online.
You. So the personnel is still at the building.
And we can, as I said, we can take credit card over the phone, we can do payments. But a lot of it is, you know, driver's license and paying real estate, things like that. Not that they're not essential, but they are just, you know, they're non-essential things that can wait. It's not May 1st where all the real estates do now, things like that. So,
do they have a reopen date for those offices that are closed?
I have not seen a reopen date by anybody. I mean, it's really, and this only started since yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
When we started getting questions, and I told Marty that yesterday from other counties, you know, what are you doing, this and that, and now today, this morning, there's 23.
Yeah, as of yesterday, there were two. And today there's 23. Yeah.
23 out of 9.
And just like everything, you know, I mean, it's fluid, and there's no way to put an end date on anything, I don't think.
And Lancaster is huge, obviously, in Lincoln, and the treasurer's office is tied in with the DMV, and they said, okay, we don't have any DMV anymore in Lancaster County.
Hmm.
So the DMV shut down?
The DMV, yeah, because they're, I don't know if they share the same office or whatever, but DMV at all in Lancaster. So I guess it's still kind of a jumble, who's doing what, et cetera. But
are you concerned about passing papers?
back and forth.
See, I don't know, Larry, I was going to read this morning on that. Money is obviously a big thing, you know, we have a lot of money and back and forth, and even, you know, with no, with limited access by the public, we're still talking cash and.
I know that yesterday in a conversation you had with public health, you'd gotten a box of gloves. Are your people using those?
No. It's hard to handle money with gloves.
Okay.
That's.
Uh-huh. Well, we need to decide if we're going to close it or not. That's the first decision before we decide how we're going to handle it.
I had that they will remain open, but all walk-in members of the public will be limited to entry into the courthouse by appointment only. Many services.
Yeah.
Should we maybe say call ahead? Many services are available
online. Are you guys good with that?
Looks good. To me, I don't know about the rest of the board.
So the only people that would be here is employees or people that have an appointment?
Yeah.
I mean, right now there's no cases in DeKalb County. I think that would probably want to change that if we had cases.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Is this something that the office heads are comfortable with? I mean, I understand.
I haven't heard from any of them.
I guess I would like some input. You know, one of the, I don't remember who it was. Someone stated they, maybe I.
The three department heads that are here right now, the sheriff and Bob and who's the other one?
Bill Johnson.
Bill Johnson is in left. Is it okay with what she's put up out there on the screen? I mean, can you leave with that?
I can't really do this when I'm trying to stand up here, but I've already did this stuff, but I only did it a week at a time. I told Mark, we're going to put this stuff out. We'll review it Monday morning, on Monday mornings, and if it's still going, we're fine. But that didn't, I can't send employees home.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what I did is restrict outside public coming in for visitations. They're not allowed to do that no more. We do have video visitations they can use, so it offsets that.
Yep.
And the courts is the only thing that worries me. I told ICE, Marshals, most of those guys are coming from other facilities. They've already been checked and tested. We're doing protocols when they come in and get booked. But as far as outside public, we're not doing fingerprints. We're not doing any of that. Because if we're trying to stop communicable diseases, any human contact right now, we're doing it. We're spreading.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to stop that or slow it down is isolation, and nobody has contact. What Bob's talking about, you're not going to stop that. If some of those guys are infected, you've infected everybody.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's. I've already made that decision in the jail. We're doing all weekend. We cannot shut the jail down and let everybody out, but limit as much, and like fingerprints, all that stuff. We don't do that. Even bin checks. I mean, with Marty up front, she's doing, like Bob said, 20-30 of them just in the last couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
She does them, she's constantly, and that's all contact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When the deputies go to the car lots and do it, they don't have to really even touch anybody. They can.
Mm-hmm.
I know Iowa just stopped requiring you to renew your licenses, right?
I didn't read that.
Yeah, they're not even renewing them. They're saying you got a window. This is the window, and I suppose that would be up to the prosecutor. But if you're following this window and you got written up for expired plates or tags or something, be up here to prosecute it. So I don't know. There's states I've been hearing all kinds of stuff.
That,
different
states
are doing these guys, and
that's true.
And the simple fact that we need to stop touching each other or being close enough to spread this. Any contact, that's what it's going to do. Anything we make other than that, we're just going to keep spreading.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to restate the obvious.
Yeah.
That's the obvious.
For sure.
We either don't have contact or we do.
That's the truth.
And the only way to have no contact is to have no service. And I don't know that, and I don't know that no service is really an option right now.
It may not be, but renewing your plates isn't something that probably takes priority over the health of the rest of the people.
Yes.
And we can do most of that without contact. Other counties are, you know, send your paperwork in, drop it off. That, you know, that raises another point. You know, they drop off title work, et cetera, in a drop box. We get the paperwork, leave a number, we'll call you if it's ready or what we need, et cetera, et cetera. And there may not, we may not have to have that contact. But if we do, you know, if we're open for driver's license, real estate, et cetera, you're going to have that. Unless it's all a drop box.
Yeah. And that person that drops it off, and if they drop it in, you pick it up, who's to say you're not going to pick up something from the paperwork? You know, very easily.
So, Bob, your office, you'd be comfortable with taking the appointments and having employees escort people in and out of the building if it's locked?
Might as well just leave it open.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to is, if we're doing this, is it feasible? Are the offices comfortable doing that? And if not,
well,
are we just going to leave the courthouse unlocked completely?
The only thing I would say, Kevin, and I'm not advocating for it by any means, but there are counties that are posting a law enforcement officer at the door. I don't want to be letting people in and out. I don't want any of my staff to have to let anybody in and out. I mean, that's, you know, what do you do if somebody's at the door and like, oh, I'm coming in, I'm going here, I'm going there.
There's the issue that we got with the courthouse being locked and, you know, appointment only. Someone's going to have to let them in. And if we have offices that aren't comfortable doing that, you know, what do we have then? Essentially, it is closed if we have offices that aren't comfortable with doing that. Or we need to designate somebody to do that, and with that comes the added costs. So I guess we got to try to figure out a way to make this work, either by...
Can you limit it to one point of entry and someone is there to check people in if they have an appointment?
Yeah,
like the front door only. And I mean, if we're only having limited people, each department might just assign somebody to help check people in. There's a list. These are employees that are here, and these are people that have appointments today. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Limited access.
There's no guarantee that person ain't sick, though. As long as that person would have to do is cough on you and you're dead duck. Mm-hmm. Not quite, but...
If I could, you guys, the part that terrifies me more than anything, I got 120-some inmates in there. One of them gets this, it's in the jail. The younger ones, I ain't so worried about, but do you realize the cost of this county if we get
sick person in there?
Sick people in there?
Yeah.
Did you know that will completely devastate, will completely run us into absolute bankruptcy? There's no way we could pay the doctor bills for 20 or 30 people in there over the age of 50 with a virus that's, they're on their deathbed. Not possible. There's no way that could happen. We would be absolutely, that would
out of business.
We'd be done.
Yeah.
Financially, in my opinion. That's why my worry is to keep all contact with outside in the jail. My inmates coming, I already told Sal Sue, if it's a misdemeanor crime, unless it's some felony, we're not booking them in, we're not taking them. The downside to that is criminals hear that, and they don't stop criminaling. You know, we may stop our stuff, but they don't stop doing their stuff.
So then, Sheriff, with you know, if you're still doing the inspections and things of that nature, you know, that still is the avenue where it...
Exactly.
So, I mean, do you think there'll be a point in the near future where you decide, I'm not doing that?
I'm there only because my inspection people are out making contact and they're coming in. But with law enforcement, you know, I can tell my deputies don't enter the jail. You know, they have their vehicles they can stay in.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're here working the door with the public and they walk back into the jail, I'm just saying, you know, if we're going to stop it, let's stop it. If we're not, let's not.
That's true.
That's true.
That's how I think of it. But I'll shut up.
No, I appreciate your input, Sheriff.
Joe has a nice comment or potential way to look at this.
But some of that business has to be done face-to-face.
That's not done.
Because they're, and I'm just trying to say that there are issues with it, because if you don't register your vehicle on time, you get penalized.
When you mail things, I mean, I would guess we're still going to collect, go mail things in, mail things out.
You can do it. You can do all that by mail.
That's essentially what we're talking about here.
You've got to get a VIN inspect. If you've got a new vehicle or a vehicle with a different state's title, you have to get a VIN inspect done. To get a VIN inspect done, you've got to come down here and you've got to meet these people. And there is penalties for not doing it on time. I'm saying public health supersedes, these penalties, but these are people that can face penalties. These are people that can have the possibility of criminal consequences for not doing it if we close, which I'm saying public health supersedes this, but it's just stuff that we can't do strictly by phone, mail, fax, or online services. It's stuff that has to be done, and there are criminal consequences at this point, unless the state comes in and suspends something.
They're suspending a lot of things right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if that would,
inspections, what?
What they call did you say that you can do that without touching anything? You can go out there and look at it? No?
You have to check the odometer if the vehicle's within 10 years, which you've got to verify the VIN plate with the title.
Can your camera zoom
in? Yeah,
on
I said, can you? Can that be done without really?
I'm hoping that the state will just suspend some of this stuff, because it would take a lot of this off of our shoulders. But I think if we leave the courthouse open to having people come in, or we leave the VIN inspections open, we're just still running the risk of having this in our building. And if we truly want to stop it, we're going to just have to close this and not even have appointments.
Short of quarantine and sequestering all employees in the courthouse, we're going to have that possibility every single day. Mm-hmm. So, every one of these people that work here are going to walk out of this building, spend time with their families, grab groceries, and then they're going to walk back into this building. So there's not a perfect answer to any of this, that's for sure.
All right, if we just look at it from a short-term plan, I mean, maybe it's not so daunting a task to, okay, look, here's the deal. We're going to do it till next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We'll have a meeting. We'll talk about it, see what happens, because a lot is changing.
For sure.
We don't know, as you said. I mean, as the sheriff has said, there's people running around that may have it, may not. They haven't been tested. We're really kind of isolated a little bit, but I mean, they're finding out that lots of people have it that have been walking around with it, and you're never going to stop that. But
yeah,
if you guys, and you're the ones that have to ultimately make the decision, they look at it as a short term, okay, here's the deal, it's going to happen, see you in a week.
And I don't want to be in the situation to where we're closing the courthouse, to where courthouse isn't doing regular business, to where we have a lot of people who can't afford not to be working, not working.
We have a meeting on Monday.
But I think what Bob says makes sense. I mean, the short term, who knows what the state's
going to do. No, for sure. I know.
It's really,
things
changing every day from the state level. Monday, something to.
Yeah, things have, dramatically increased on the eastern part of the country, who's to say that, I believe it'll probably be a situation where, things continue to come on across the country, and the issue will be greater than it is now, but we just need to make a decision on what we're going to do here in the interim. So, and yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
I'm sorry, I came in late.
You bet.
I apologize if this has been asked, but have we done an inventory I heard this from some people out of Dixon County, but they're running low on the cleaning supplies and being able to sanitize. Mm-hmm. Are we looking at the same thing and we get to that point?
Yeah, we have looked at that, and we do have a little bit of a stockpile, and apparently we do have some stuff that we're going to be picking up today.
Oh, good. Okay.
So that is something that we have discussed, yes.
Okay, good. And then the other one, like, concern as to whether being in or out of the office right now from an assessment perspective, the reason we would want to be staffed still is for homesteaders. Other than that, there's nobody else that should be coming in that can't, their problems will be resolved down the road. Like the general public, when they want to come in and say my value is going to be too high, we can deal with that in June.
Yeah, in later days.
That's when they're supposed to, because we can't do anything now anyway.
And you don't have anybody out in the field right now doing anything, I would assume.
No, I just the commercial guys just finished and they're going back. So we did have to pick up 3 more permits today. So I sent our other contractor out on that, and then we're done.
Okay.
For that, and we're going to roll our new numbers for 2020, and we'll be good. It's just homesteaders that we would worry about doing appointments for or something.
Yeah, here.
And we would probably be here too, Marty. We would be, myself and probably my deputy, we would probably be in the office. And if somebody had something that we could do for them, whether it was online or we would be available.
You don't think that you would remain fully staffed?
Probably not.
And then?
Probably not.
I wouldn't need to for my homestead traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's spread out between February and June, so we don't get a...
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe in June you'll get that last minute crush, but Christy and I did it together for a couple of years without any support staff, so 2 people in my office would be fine to keep up with what we need.
And how do we pay your staff that's not there?
That is a fabulous question that I don't have an answer to. But I don't know what we would do. You don't want to lay anybody off. You don't want to, you know, I try to listen to the news and keep up with it. They keep talking about, different things the government's going to do and the checks in the mail in 2 weeks, but I don't believe anything yet. So right now we wouldn't be able to do anything for our staff. If we could cut it down to 2, the 2 people that would have to go home would...
Mm-hmm. We do something
would be impacted in their hourly
next Monday's meeting.
Not salary.
So that we can see how that situation will be by Monday, because we're going to have a meeting on Monday.
There's
right.
Over
right. Maybe this
unemployment.
Just
they're
that
talking
tonight,
yesterday
like,
about
don't do
the requirements
right
for unemployment,
now.
So
yeah.
We would get it right away. I think
yeah.
That's going to happen today.
Yeah. There's not going to be the 1 week waiting period. There's not going to be the requirement to apply for jobs. So those things are definitely being looked at the national and state level.
It's unfortunate, but none of us caused it. This
mm-hmm.
is the way the cookie crumbled, right?
Right.
But I would feel better not having staff in my office making contact with the public because I'm in the jail. I probably wouldn't even go back.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you take that risk.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you guys.
Oh, I know.
It would devastate us.
Mm.
Encourage people to call before they come and call, email, whatever. You see, North Sioux and Woodbury are both closed?
Yep. Well, Woodbury and Union County are.
Okay.
I'm not sure about North Sioux.
Oh, yeah. County, yeah.
North Sioux is Union County.
Yeah.
Well, yes, it is.
That's where. That's yep. Where I got North Sioux, the office in North Sioux.
Yep. Elk Point is also.
They're closed, or are they doing business on via phone?
They're doing business via
phone. They're kind of
phone,
like that, yeah. I think that might be a good first step.
Release everybody's phone numbers and email addresses and just say we'll conduct business by fax online service.
Pardon?
As
so
you mentioned,
you don't like it,
on Monday we can kind of see how it goes.
What are we going to do as sheriff in inspections? Are they hoping
come up with something that overrules what we just decided today?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, things are changing. But
if the sheriff's not going to do the inspections, what are we going to do about licensing?
Yeah. I don't know what that entails, but it was maybe...
They just go out and they go out and look at it. Couldn't they take a photograph of it and send it in? I know it's been cheated and down the road with it. Hey, Sheriff?
Yeah.
Do you think it's the type of deal where we could just request that people take a photograph of a VIN and go that way? I know that there's a situation, there's an opportunity to cheat that, but in the interim, it may be a type of situation where, you know, we could do it without that contact?
Quite honestly, the VINs, I'm not worried about. Like I said, that's why I said to you guys, what I'm doing in my office is I'm reviewing every Monday morning. So Monday morning, I'll sit down with some staff members. We'll see where we're at. If I had to stop doing VIN checks, I have no problem stopping doing it. But you got 30 days. You don't have to have a VIN check done immediately. I think for the thought of less contact with humans, we'll just suspend VIN checks. Now, when we get back to normal, we're going to be some busy suckers looking at VIN checks. Mm-hmm. Or doing VINs, but you know that might halt some of the sales of these cars, because without that VIN check, they can't get the title transferred and they can't sell them. But hey, like I said before, we didn't cause this. This is something we're doing to cut down on the spread of it, right? But VIN checks aren't important this week. We're doing them, but we don't have to. I think we could go a week or two and be fine. But again, it falls back on the prosecutor and the state. You know, if these dates are in here and you got wrote up for an expired and she sees it, hey, you know, are we letting them slide or what are we doing? Well, if you can't get it, you can't expect them to have it, right? I don't know, Kim, you think that'd be a big major, that would be a mess, wouldn't it?
If it was in a certain time frame, I mean, you would have a built
in. It's all electronic now, so it's all... But with answer your question with VIN checks, I could call Marty right now and say, stop doing VIN checks. We're done.
Yeah.
But a sign out says, we're no longer doing VIN checks for this week. We'll review it Monday morning and let you know.
Would it be possible just to give a 60-day grace period and still let them?
Not. I don't have the power to do that. I think that would be the state, and that's what I would do. That would be up to Ricketts or the Attorney General. That would be Kim's contacts, not mine.
Iowa has done that, the 60 days on the... registration.
They did.
Yeah, that was the other day too. They mm-hmm. they went way to the
way in front. Well,
how long do you run across an illegal?
We close
mix up like that
Monday.
You can just read Monday.
Yeah. We close through Monday and
not often. It happens, but it's
not business. I mean, people will be here, so we can have them to get information as much as you can remotely.
Then that would be starting tomorrow.
Yeah, today is Wednesday already.
You say court's been continued for tomorrow?
No.
Do you know if it's been continued?
I think most of it, the ones who have attorneys, I don't know if all of it has.
Okay.
They have to be able to get a hold of them.
And with electronics? All the VIN numbers are in the computers and the cars. You have to change all that software.
Until May, I believe.
It's not just a matter of changing the VIN.
Things were being, from today, were being moved to May.
So can not as easy most as of that be done with the inmates still over at the jail? Video conference over or no?
Changing the plate on the engine.
I don't know if the court has that ability.
Sheriff, do you have the ability to keep the people in your jail and have the video conference with the judges with regard to... Wasn't that the service that we were talked to about?
That was something I was going to do, and I was going to do that with closed circuit, so it's not online. I have the ability to do video conferencing over the internet with the new system we got in there, but it doesn't go to the courts. And Todd and I just talked about this. That's not something that most of that video conferencing stuff will be done in county court,
mm-hmm.
and Judge Rager really isn't for that. Now, district court, he's for it. But you don't have a lot of arraignments and stuff in district court. That all happens in county court.
Mm-hmm. So you're still foreseeing that as court cases move forward that you'd still be bringing the inmates into the courthouse to...
Yeah, that's going to be up to... Yeah, there's still people coming into the courthouse for court. That's going to be up to the court system. And mm-hmm. Kim, they're not...
Attorneys.
...doing anything with courts, are they?
Things from today were continued, some of them, and tomorrow, I believe most of them, continued to May.
Tell me. So you think judge is gonna?
Don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what he'll do.
As it is right now, if the courts weren't going on, we could really isolate. but we're still going to be business as usual with the courts going on.
People coming in and out to go to the courts.
And what did Judge say? They had to wait in their vehicle until
they were called, one in at a time.
Into the courtroom.
Like witnesses, that sort of thing, you mean?
No, people that are appearing in front of the judge.
Agreements today, okay. So.
Lots of moving pieces.
Yeah. So they're trying to limit it to 10 in the court.
Well, they're just trying to limit it. He's limited to one case at a time. Okay. A lot of times in arraignments, you might have the gallery half full waiting for people to be arraigned and avoid that situation. They're having them wait in their vehicles till they're contacted to come into court.
With the closed circuit system nowadays, it's two cameras, two monitors. It's that simple. It's simple. It doesn't have to be recorded. It's not recorded now. Court reporter's there. But everybody in the jail cells doesn't have to leave jail cells. We don't need to transport them all over the place. They can do all that stuff, from bond hearings to arraignments to all that simple stuff they can do right there without going up to the courts. Tried to do this years ago, but...
But the judge, or they didn't want to do it.
Not at that particular time, no.
Wasn't received well.
No, wasn't an option. Every other courthouse, even smaller ones, already do it.
It'd be perfect in a situation like this, wouldn't it, Sheriff?
It would be absolutely marvelous. In a regular situation, it would be perfect. It makes it so much less transporting.
District court, don't they have the camera system in place?
Not that I know of.
What do we pay for up there?
It's got a projector system.
There's no cameras in any of the courtrooms.
It'd be a good opportunity to try some of these technology strategies, at least see how they work for a limited period of time.
What do you know, as a possibility, we meet on our normal meeting Monday afternoon. What do you think of the possibility of closing the courthouse until Tuesday morning based on what we decide in our Monday meeting?
So it's not closed to...
Yeah, well, it won't be closed to business, but it will be closed to people coming in.
Which you can still call...
You can still do whatever you can do online, whatever you can do by text.
Okay. We'll call
just in the short term for the next three business days.
I think it'd be a good move for the board, you know.
It'd be a good way to...
That way we not to probably wait to meet again in Monday.
I don't know exactly what we'll know by Monday, but we'll know more. But
so does this mean the DMV closes down?
I would.
Do we have the authority to? Do we have the authority to?
She told me this morning, unless we close the courthouse, that is how they're conducting their business.
Okay, so that would close the DMV for this.
I'm not an attorney, but I was sitting reading with my chief deputy on the powers that you guys have. When you declare this, I don't know if you have declared an emergency or not. Staggering, terrifies me the power you guys have. So. You ought to read the statute. Am I right, Kim?
They've got it attached to their sheet,
So as far as you saying the courthouse is closed to the public, I don't care what the DMV says. They can say whatever they want.
Yeah.
If you guys decide that that's what happens.
That's what's going to happen. Right.
So are you guys comfortable with that? Larry, are you comfortable with the closing?
What happens if you need a driver license?
Well, for 3 days.
For 3 days. I mean, it's
for 3 days, we'll reevaluate on Monday.
Oh, yeah, I know, but after that, I mean.
Well, we'll have to reevaluate that.
So we can do some research.
Well, the driver, yeah.
I'm good. Mine's good, but I mean, I'm going to. But what about the guy that.
I know. I know, Larry. There's a lot of things that we don't know, and a lot of what ifs.
So you get a temporary issued or by email or.
Just tell them to go online. Mm-hmm.
Just get a temporary or
do you so
but he's talking about what about the kids coming up to get his first driver's license?
Oh, or something that's got the 4 years, you know, when you can do it.
Well, you can renew it, Larry. If you expire, you can renew it online.
Oh, I had to come down here and take an eye check and stuff.
Well,
that's off here. My wife just renewed hers, and they used the picture from her last one.
Yeah, mine too. So I've had my same picture for 9 consecutive years.
Off here one?
I think it's every 3.
Yeah, off here one.
Or every 2.
I mean, one you get one new one.
Yeah,
and then you got to go in. Yeah. So what
about the guy that has to come in? Just have to
decide
for now.
Well,
and wait to see what Monday
looks like. I think if we want to seriously address this,
concerns we get, and then
we'll if we want to seriously address the issue.
So when that's expired, it's not.
We have to close
that's
the building. At least temporary. We have to close the building.
You know, a lot of, you know, even the schools were not going to, they were not going to close until they had their first community transfer case. That was their plan. And then, you know, then they just, they closed everything. So, you know, everything, like you say, there's so many moving pieces, and decisions that are made today are, have nothing to do with what's made tomorrow. But I think I would be comfortable closing the courthouse until Tuesday morning. That way, at our Monday meeting, we could discuss some more in depth.
I agree with that.
So we'll still have.
Yes, Sheriff?
So if that's the case, non-essential personnel, so are they allowed to turn in their sick days?
The non-essential personnel?
Like Marty doing bid checks, they send her home. Mm-hmm. Can she turn these in for sick days then?
No.
So she's not missing? Is there.
No.
I think you can do that unless you're sick. You can take vacation or pay time off. What you have in your bank, can't you?
That's the other component we need.
I know. That's the
address, real quick. This was a Norma's suggestion right here. This bullet point right here.
Which one, Joan?
The highlighted
one. That doesn't say if they're late. If their employer sent them home. That doesn't address that at all. This is just.
So if you can, for yourself or a sick relative, okay.
So tell them to lie and we're good. Is that basically what that's saying?
Well,
if you're volunteer.
If we're close to the public and we still have offices open to be doing business by phone, email.
It's pretty documented. If you have coronavirus or if you have a relative, it's documented. Mm-hmm. It's not really isn't anything they can lie about.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, as far as the corona, no. I'm as far as the actual coronavirus, but there's other. I just had the flu.
That's already. That should be a part of the policies already. If you have sick leave,
is there anything she can do off?
Yeah.
But my thing is that I send them home and they say, well, if I'm not getting paid, I'm not going home.
My thing, I guess I, for this short term, till we get to back together on Monday, I would say that there's something that your non-essential people can do for 3 days to help your office, to make your office run better, to clean up some things that need to be done. So I think until we get back, let's go ahead and have everybody come to work, and then we'll decide a little bit more on Monday.
Unless they're sick, yeah.
Yeah, and if they're sick at all with anything, you know, have them stay home. Just. Yeah. Common sense stuff.
Yeah. It's just not that long period.
It's
just
working the road.
It's not as common as it used to be. But
Tuesday morning.
Yeah, Tuesday morning will be this. We'll talk about it.
Commissioners meeting's on Monday.
Yeah, that's what Monday. Yeah. Our next Monday morning.
Is there an R in there? COVID? What is it?
COVID.
COVID. There's no R, is there?
Yeah, take the R out.
So are you guys fine with everybody coming to work through then? There's just a lot of things. Every office has things that can be done. And for 3 days, you know, you can catch up on some things, you know, that need to be done. So take advantage of that.
If you don't have anything, let me know.
Yeah.
I'll help you out.
Take advantage of that time with your staff to, like say, they can do a little deep cleaning and sanitizing, but also there's work that needs to be done. Every office has work that needs to be done.
As of tomorrow, then?
For 3 days.
So after 4:30 today.
Mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, Monday.
We'll be closed Thursday, Friday, Monday.
And then take some good notes as to what kind of situations come up and what kind of, mm-hmm. What we can do.
And anything you run into between now and then, make sure you write it down so we can discuss those things at our meeting on Monday.
And
anything you got, Bill?
Yeah.
Remote options.
I got one letter from Norfolk, the other one from the state. They want to know if I'm going to close my office. There's two or three options. I want to do the one, appointments only. I'm not going to close. Appointments only would make it easier if I'm sitting in there with a customer and then three or four or five people come out and they're sitting out front. You know, it's just.
Bill, what we're looking to do is close the courthouse Thursday, Friday, and Monday, and then reevaluating it, evaluating it at our meeting on Monday.
Okay.
So that would just be not even by appointment for those 3 days.
Okay.
We go ahead and have you come to work just catch up with everything that you need to do, or you take care of your business. You know your business. Yeah, you know your business. So we'll go ahead and we'll do that, and then we'll get back together. And okay. By that time, we'll need to go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah.
Just a quick question. Is the health department being tasked to do any other duties now because of the emergency?
The health department is part of the emergency operations center. Right now, they're most of their, or half of their staff is up at the law enforcement center with
up in there. Okay.
Yeah, with emergency management, and they are being tasked with all kinds of things. They have some people who have been have been asked not to go places. They're picking up medications. They're doing things for those. They're in constant contact with the state and the statewide health department. So it's pretty much full go for them right now.
Okay. I was just curious because, like, if we decide we want to, you know, leave the courthouse, let's say after the meeting Monday, we say, well, we do need to open it to foot traffic for these emergency cases. I mean, to get tested, now all they do is it just takes a second. They can just to take a temperature on them.
They do have drive-up testing at the community health there by Great West Casualty.
I wondered if there's some way we can tap into that to let traffic into the courthouse. If you go through there and you're not running the temperature or anything, and it's a you absolutely have to be in this building for something, which I misspoke earlier. Homestead doesn't they don't have to be in the building. They can get the form online and do it online or mail it themselves. A lot of them just have become dependent on just our office.
I will tell you that, you know, with the testing, like everything else, the number of people that are tested, that where the tests are actually sent forward, that lead time grows the more everybody sends tests in. So they're really trying to limit people that are being tested who meet the criteria that they are possibly and potentially somebody who's going to test positive, because that's something that they're dealing with. I mean, they're getting calls nonstop, dealing with different business agents from different hospitals and health centers throughout the area. So they are very, very busy.
Yes. I didn't know we could tap into them and help us out, too, with traffic.
Yeah.
But it sounds to me like they're booked.
Yeah.
Temperatures. Okay. Taking flu or fevers, one of the primary signs. Taking people's temperatures. We have some.
Maybe a possibility down the road.
Trying to see if we need to. College is just a forehead.
Yeah.
It just like that.
They're selling a lot of thermometers right now, that's for sure.
That's a dead chair.
Okay, so we will go ahead.
So we have a press release for right now.
Okay.
Yep.
The courthouse will remain open to conduct business by phone call, mail, fax, and online. No public traffic effective until Tuesday. March 24th, 2021. I'll send out everybody's, all the offices. If I'm missing any, I'll add them. And then VIN inspections, that's also gone by the
way. Yes, no VIN inspections.
I'll stop that.
Yeah. Hey, and then Bob and Jeff and Sheriff Kim, like I say, anything happens before Monday, points of interest, things that you think are important, make sure you get a chance to get that information over here on Monday, and we'll
before our meetings on Monday.
Yeah. Yep.
Appreciate it.
Do we want to stick with the policy for the employees that they have to use their
I'd say it'd be safe enough to do that on
since
Monday.
Since we're asking them to come and work.
That's perfect.
I mean, there's usually plenty of projects people can do. Catch up?
Yeah, I know. The 3 days would give a lot of people a chance to catch some things up.
Yeah.
So, do we need a motion to approve our preparedness plan?
I would think that
I'd make a motion to approve the plan that we've discussed by closing the courthouse for the next three work days, being Thursday, Friday, Monday. We'll go ahead and reevaluate at our meeting on Monday and decide what we're going to do going forward. So that would be my motion.
We need to say close to outside traffic.
But still being able to do business by phone, fax, anything else that you can contact the people.
Yep.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Ted?
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes. What is the date today?
2/18.
Do you want to adjourn?
Let's go ahead and adjourn.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you. Yep.
That was 5-0, right?
What's that?
The vote was 5-0, right?
Yeah.
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 It's true.